And with our first question of the new year in 2012, it's Matthew. Hello, Matthew.
Hi, good afternoon, Chris.
Where are you?
I'm in Somerset.
And what would you like to know about?
Well, it's actually my daughter who'd like the question, so can I put her on? Her name is Amy, she's 7.
Ah, OK, let's talk to Amy.
Why don't we see rainbows underneath streetlights when it is raining?
Oh, brilliant. Amy, thank you for being a Naked Scientist listener. Dave, what do you think?
OK, there's probably two effects with this. One of them is that a streetlight is incredibly less bright than full sunlight. I was just doing a quick calculation. I think it's about 1,000 times less bright than full sunlight. And something you might have noticed on when the light gets very, very dim, it's very hard to pick out colours because your eyes are much less sensitive to colour when the light's very dim. So even if there was a rainbow there, you wouldn't be able to see it very well. And with some kinds of streetlight, they will actually create a bit of a rainbow. You'd have to be looking away from the street light, but it would be so dim you wouldn't be able to see it. But there's a second effect, which is a lot of streetlights don't have all the colours of the rainbow in them, especially the really yellowy ones. They've actually effectively only got one colour in them, a kind of just pure orange colour. And if there is, the reason why you can see a rainbow normally is because white light's got all the colours of the rainbow mixed up in it, so the rain can split them up and you can see them in different places. But if the light has just got orange in it, the raindrop can't split it up, so all you'll see is orange, so you won't get the colours of the rainbow.
But do you get an orange rainbow?
Yes, you just get an orange bow rather than a multi-colour.
You did an experiment on that for the Crisp Packet Fireworks book and a Kitchen Science. We did a long time ago using your car indicator and a street light to show this sort of effect, didn't you?
That's right, yeah. If you look at any kind of brightly coloured thing in the yellow street lights, it just looks kind of grey. It actually just looks like orange and black. There's no colour there at all. But then if you take it into normal light or just look at it with a white torch, it looks all the colours of the rainbow. And even if you look at it in an orange indicator light, quite often you'll see some colours of the rainbow in there because it's a mixture of kind of green and red and yellow. So you see some colours, but under a street light, you'll only see the white.
So there's more than one way to make orange.
There's many ways of making orange.
Amy, does that help you out? Do you understand where you are with rainbows and streetlights now?
Yes.
Brilliant. Thanks for having us in your ears. Thank you for listening to The Naked Scientist.